You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by creator of the media platform 263 Chat, Nigel Mugamu, who is currently here in the U.S. on the International Visitor Leadership Program sponsored by the State Department. Nigel, of course, created 263 Chat as a hashtag on Twitter, which has now grown to be a whole media house. Nigel, tell me more about the program that you're doing here in the U.S.
No, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me. The program is really like an international visitor leadership program. So, and we're doing focused on social media.
Tell us more about what you're doing on the ground in Zimbabwe with 263 Chat.
What started off just as a Twitter handle and a hashtag has soon evolved into a media organization. We host events and where we try to get policymakers and various organizations from civic society and the private sector. Sometimes we even get government officials just into a room with ordinary Zimbabweans just so we could sort of, you know, discuss and talk about what's happening and exchange ideas. I think it's some of these events are great opportunities for people to share what they think with our leaders. And then, of course, now we publish every day. So I've got a team of journalists in different parts of the country. And we're trying to publish every day. So we've got daily content on the site, 263chat.com. We obviously use social media, which is the backbone of what we do. We're trying to get people to engage and talk. And, you know, because people already have these conversations. And I've said this for years. We already have these conversations at home, in church, taxis on the way home, and so forth. And I think, look, if we can use the power of the internet to discuss and share and even crowdsource and even crowdfund.
Last time we spoke, you spoke about branching out to, I guess, the other grassroots level. I think social media has its own particular grassroots. But the general grassroots of, young people in rural areas, young people in areas where they might not be apt to be, on the internet or even on social media. How has that been going for you?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question. So, I always say, sometimes your targeted audience or the final destination, for example, it'll take a while to get to. And the rural population for us is a very critical element of where we're trying to go. We're obviously not there yet. There's some things that are obviously beyond our control. We need the cost of devices to come down. We need the cost of getting online to come down. We need people to have the digital skills to actually use a smartphone. I mean, you and I know lots of people with smartphones, and we don't utilize the actual smartphone, to its full capacity. We're using WhatsApp. I think, and I always say this, WhatsApp is a very powerful tool if used correctly where I'm from. And I think that we started off with WhatsApp. We're looking into creating and sharing our news articles and so forth using SMS. I think SMS is a powerful tool that most people obviously with a cell phone would be able to send a message somewhere. There's some logistics we need to figure out. How do we get people to respond without them bearing the cost of that? How do we share information with them? How do we actually do that? The rural population is definitely the destination. That's definitely where we're trying to go. 67% of the population in Zim live in the rural areas. So that's a critical component of the Zimbabwean population.
Generally, how receptive have people been to your evolving as a company?
Well, I mean, look, it's, good and bad. So sometimes, initially when I first started this thing, he must be, must be politically connected, he must be, I've been called all sorts of things. And the thing that at the end of the day that I must always stress is I'm Zimbabwean first. I love my country. I love my continent. And that's really why, it's 263 Chat. So it's not like MDC Chat, or ZANU Chat. It's 263 Chat. And that's really where our focus is, where my focus is also. Our numbers continue to grow. Just look at Twitter and Facebook and, our various engagement. We're growing. Some of our reach, our weekly reach, just using our Twitter account is on average about 5 million a week. The handle, the hashtag is on average doing, a reach of 50 million a week. So, we're seeing growth. Going forward, we're obviously trying to grow, essentially influence the narrative on Zimbabwe and, help shift it a little bit.
Hi, Nigel. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
That was Nigel Mugamu, creator of 263 Chat and currently here in the U.S. on the International Visitor Leadership Program. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.